Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
We'll get to the NBA Finals and lessons for the Celtics. We can get back to Brad Marchand as well. The winner in Game 2, Game 3 tonight in Florida should
guys
be electric.
Guys on a heater. Guys on an absolute heater.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody will be locked into that game tonight.
People hate the idea of trading Rafael Devers.
Yes. I don't know why.
They really, really, really don't like it.
Because, I mean, he's led them all the way to 3 games under 500 and 8.5 games out of first place.
Okay, I would take a step even further back than that and go, they were 500 last year. They were a last place team the 2 years prior to that.
Oh, they're going to miss the playoffs for, 4 straight years?
He's so content being the best player, not a great player, but the best player on a mediocre team. And I think people are very comfortable with that, apparently. All kinds of texts.
People don't like it.
Guys, what a stupid, idiotic thing to say. You want the team to win,
yes,
but you also want to trade Devers? Say that out loud and then say that you're serious. Twitch chat taking us to task as well. You're going to need a big return for Devers. Well, we didn't say give him away. You, in fact, just laid that out.
Yeah, no, you should get a good return. He's still young and he's still
he's having a good year. Could you get a good player? Like, what's Tatis doing? You're the proud owner of Fernando Tatis Jr. Keefe.
He's having a good year
in our Dinger League there.
I think.
Now
he's extremely streaky.
He's
never healthy.
Well, and he's outfield only now at this point, right?
Yeah.
And he also makes a bazillion dollars.
But he has 13 homers? So he's got almost as many home runs as Devers.
Yeah, I mean, but all the other, I mean, Devers is way outperforming him. But like,
oh no, Devers is better, but you know, Tatis is a little bit younger,
Tatis
right?
Tatis much younger.
Yeah.
And the contract's longer and more expensive.
For Tatis.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah, but that'd be part of the reason the Padres would entertain moving him. You're getting a guy who plays the field for a guy who notoriously won't move anywhere else, and you're getting younger. Now, you're paying him a bunch of money.
Right.
But, like, the idea of this offseason, people scoffed at this then, too. But Vladdy for Devers. Obviously, now Vladdy signed his deal in Toronto.
Yeah.
Now, you'd need a big return. No one's giving him away. But could you become a better team by getting selfish players who don't hustle off the team? I believe in that.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't. They've been so good with Devers the last 4 years. I could see why you'd believe something different. And I'm talking to the audience now, not to Keith. 617-779-7937. We heard from Mike Vrabel earlier today as well. Patriots minicamp ongoing. Day 1 mandatory minicamp. There will only be 2. They're there tomorrow. He's already bagged out of Wednesday. And he seemed to be, I don't want to say questioning May's leadership. That's too strong. But he wants more out of Drake May as a leader. Seem like the main takeaway there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have thoughts, you can jump in on that as well. But with the NBA Finals getting rolling tonight, Stanley Cup Finals rolling
Game
tonight.
Game 3. Yep.
NBA just wrapped up last night. I think we have a series in both, which is encouraging for each league because the ratings are very low for each to start these finals.
Yeah.
Is there a takeaway you have watching 2 games, OKC and Indy, as it relates to the Celtics and how they can get back to playing for an NBA championship.
Yeah, well, and maybe part of the take is that Indy, we weren't giving them enough credit, right? Because they're now tied at one going back to Indiana for a couple. Because before this series started, I thought if Indiana wins or if Indiana plays a really tough series, I'd say, man, the Celtics aren't that far away. Even though, again, that's still sort of like a knock on Indy. Right, it's like they could win the title and people still wouldn't believe in them, right? So maybe that needs to be readjusted if they end up winning this whole thing. But my take would be if you see a starting lineup of, you know, Aaron Nesmith and Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam solid, you know, Halliburton I like a lot, you know, Andrew Nimhard, you're like, is that really all that different than like a Celtics team? Certainly in 2 years when they get Tatum back, but even next year, like, could they at least compete? I don't know. Like, that doesn't look like a world-beating team to me. Now, if Oklahoma City just wins these next three games and they win in five and they bring everybody back and maybe even trade all their picks for, like, another good player, you'd be like, all right, they're kind of way out in front. Like, they're sort of – they really are the team. But short of that, like, I mean, even the Pacers just playing a long, hard, fought-out series, you're like, okay, like, it is going to be – sort of maybe that new era, which I've been kind of rejecting for a while, of the teams aren't going to win back-to-back, and it's just going to be like a lot of good teams and no super great teams, and then will the Celtics be able to get back to that level?
Well, so I agree. If Indy wins, you're closer to a title than I would think. Not that you're winning next year without Tatum.
Right.
But you're not all that far off. If OKC wins, I would wager on them to repeat.
See, I would have wagered on Denver and Boston. No, so no. I wonder if I need to like learn my lesson.
I did
on Boston.
I did wager on Boston. I would
I
have on
Denver had a good
as well.
Chance too, or at least to get back. And if you know, maybe the Celtics beat them, but I thought they'd at least be in the finals. But all these teams have lost in the second round.
Sure, but OKC has been better than both of those teams. They won more games. They had a better scoring differential. They have the MVP, which Denver did as well, I believe, that season. But the Celtics have not.
No.
So OKC has been better. They're younger. You just detailed. They have a million picks. I don't think magically 5 years ago it changed in the NBA where no one's going to repeat again. And it's just those days are done and you can't repeat. No. I think Oklahoma City is primed to repeat. The Nuggets didn't. The Celtics didn't. But I think Oklahoma City is in an even better position to do it. And I thought the Celtics were in an incredible position to do it.
Yeah.
They brought everybody back. I don't think magically now in the NBA no one ever repeats again.
No,
like,
they
that's
will.
Not
they will. But I do. I'm buying into the... sort of like the parody, like there are less super teams. This second apron thing is going to scare away a lot of teams from doing that. There's going to be few teams that have like the three max players, like you saw when Golden State won back to back, when Miami won back to back. It was sort of different then. Now you got to be a little bit smarter with how you kind of figure out your rosters, or you have to hit it early. That's maybe where Oklahoma City kind of comes into play. Like maybe, you know, Chet Holmgren isn't making a max deal, or Jalen Williams isn't on a max deal.
But again, you also have nine future first-round picks. Like, you have a lot, and some of those are their own, but they have a ton of extra picks. Like, they have other assets where if you got to get rid of a bad contract, you have ways to do that and make it attractive, unlike the Celtics, who, to get rid of Drew Holiday's contract, it's going to be, you're going to have to take a bath on that thing. You're not going to get a good return.
But so next year,
same with Porzingis. You might have to attach draft capital to those guys, and the Celtics don't have it.
But to get super far ahead of ourselves, if the Thunder win this series and I gave you an even bet, Thunder or the Field,
I would take Thunder.
Oh, see, so next year I would take the Field.
Now I would have taken Celtics this past year.
Yeah, no, I would have definitely taken Celtics, and so I would change at that point.
So look, I've been wrong before on it. I guess I'll keep making the same mistake and never learn from my mistakes. That's very typical me. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I would take OKC over the Field, assuming they win.
No, I know.
But the main takeaway for me is watching Indiana, and they weren't very good last night. And we talked about this a little bit a week plus ago when we were in Newport with Tim Welsh. Arkan and I were talking about it on Friday as well. Indy's well-coached. I don't think Mazzulla is a bad coach. I know some people do. He's wildly frustrating with his style of play. And I think if Joe Mazzulla could go look at the way that Indiana runs offense with back cuts and things like this, you don't just have to stand there and your whole offense is Tatum identifying a two-on-one, kicking to an open shooter no matter who it is, and you huck it. That's the Celtics' offense. They don't really have an offense. And so watching Carlisle and that offense, there's constant movement. There's constant back cutting. They push the pace. They press defensively. Like, I know it's different than running an offense, but like, his imprints are all over what they do. And I think that's a noticeable difference. The other is the pure point guard. I've come around on that.
Halliburton's nasty.
And I don't know where you find that, and you're not going to find your own Halliburton most likely, although he was drafted by Sacramento, and it's a little bit like SGA. Indy made an aggressive trade for him. Now, they had to give away Sabonis, who's also a high-level player.
And so you basically needed Paul George, and then the Paul George ripple effect, were able to make
it leads
both of
to both
rosters.
These teams. Yeah, yeah. So we joked about this on Friday. What you got to do is you got to get Paul George for pennies on the dollar.
Get your hands on Paul George.
Eat that for like a year, and then move him. Yeah. And next thing you know, you'll be back in the NBA Finals.
Makes sense.
So I'm not telling you it's an easy fix. I'm not telling you that it's I have an answer even on how you would go find your Tyrese Halliburton or a pure point guard. But maybe next year without Tatum, they can experiment a little more with having somebody else initiate the offense. And they're going to have to do that, and hopefully it's not Jaylen Brown. Someone else initiates the offense.
Yeah.
Somebody else who's maybe more of a natural ball handler, more of a distributor, because I do think that's noticeable watching Indiana. What jumps out? That.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Drew Holiday's back with the team?
No.
Yeah, see, neither do I. Because he is a point guard. Could Holiday do it? He is. He's like, they sort of move him around a little bit, and like they rely on, you know, Tatum to bring it up all the time. But for most of his career, now, before he got to Milwaukee, he was kind of a scoring point guard, right? Most guys kind of are at that position. Also, the way the league goes, I mean, even Halliburton, he'll get you 18, 20 points, yep. Right? So there's not like the old school point guard. But yeah, that might be something that they do, because it could look very different next year, right? Just because not having Tatum, not having what other players they kind of strip down from the team, like, is it just going to be Derek White and Jaylen Brown, and you're kind of figuring out with those guys, or like, where are they going to get their scoring from? Also, are they going to rely just on the three again? Because I don't think they can. Like, so Tatum takes a lot of threes. He also makes a lot of them.
And he also draws a lot of double teams, which leads to open shooters. Yeah. So, like, there's no way they shoot as many threes next year.
No, they can't. Yeah. And these two teams playing in the finals don't shoot as many threes. Like, you know, every team does, and compared to years ago, sure.
Yeah, but not compared to the Celtics.
No,
I know what you're saying.
No,
yeah.
They don't. And does that stop them from scoring a buck 23?
Nope.
No. Now, not every player in the league wants to go to the free throw line as often as SGA does.
No.
Right? Like, that takes a lot. And now that's another thing I'm curious with him long term. Although guys like James Harden have, like, lived at the free throw line for their careers, so maybe SGA will be the same there. But there's a lot of, like, you take a beating on that. I think one of the reasons why guys shoot threes is it's like, you're not going to get hurt.
Save
your
body.
Launch it. Yes, yeah, right. I have a better chance of playing 82 games and the playoffs or whatever, 72 games and then the playoffs, rather than attacking the basket nonstop.
We talked about this. Twitch chat is discussing this now. We talked about this a little bit on Friday. It's improbable what the Pacers are doing. Like a four seed that is storming their way to the finals. And, you know, on Friday, people were like, oh, well, see, this is kind of evidence of the Celtics. And last year, it wasn't an easy path because they had to deal with the Pacers. And I'm like, no. It's evidence of the opposite.
I know.
Halliburton wasn't out there.
He was hurt. If they were full, if it was this roster,
sure,
then we would say, yeah, look at that. That was good.
Halliburton got knocked out in game two a year ago. He did not play at all in games three or four.
Our guy Terp had a tweet about that. Did you see this tweet?
Oh, I might have missed Terp's. I saw
the other day.
I saw B-Rob have a tweet about that. And I was like, I don't think.
Oh, was it B-Rob? I thought it was Terp. Maybe it was B-Rob.
It might have been both. I love B-Rob, I was highlighting his specific tweet because I saw it. And it's just, no, this is an example of why the Celtics had an easy path.
Oh, my bad,
Terp.
Maybe it was B-Rob. It was we're going to look back on how impressive that was. Oh, yeah, sorry. So maybe that was B-Rob. But I saw the same thing. I was like, yeah, if they were full strength, but they're not.
They weren't.
It was Andrew Nimhard. Like, okay, great, you guys beat him. I did say at the time, hard-fought sweep. That was a tough sweep.
Okay,
made it a tough sweep for you.
But do you remember anybody, like, because a big reason why the Pacers are here, too, and this is what the Twitch chat is talking about, is Halliburton's pulled a million game-winning shots out of his ass. Mm-hmm. He has four this postseason. He had another one in game one, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
he's like the Brad Marchand.
Okay, but we'll get to Marchand. But what does he remind you of? Where he can kind of not, it's not like he had 40 points that night and he was just red hot and he tossed in the game winner. He kind of didn't do much in game one. He was invisible again last night in game two. But when the game's on the line, he's terrifying. Like, I don't know that there's a lot of examples of that.
No,
in
usually,
any sport.
Because other guys who can be killers, like, you know, Damian Lillard or Kawhi Leonard, like, they're great the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm trying to think. A guy at the end of the game.
Like,
is it like a Jimmy Butler when he could actually not be playing great?
Somebody, but was that Nick? Somebody did say that late last week, and that's about the closest we came up with. Okay, that's a good one, though.
That's one where you're like, he had 8 points, but like, I don't like this.
I don't
he's heating up.
I don't want to see the ball in his hands at the end of the game, even though he did nothing for three quarters.
Maybe.
And nothing's too strong with Halliburton, but you know what I mean. Like, he wasn't dominating the game.
Yeah.
617, 779.
After all these extra games, Halliburton is still the 26th leading scorer in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
18.4 points.
I didn't realize it was that low. But, like, right, 18 points a game, that's useful. That's not nothing. But it's not exactly dominating these games. And then at the end, he's terrifying at the end of these games.
You know what's interesting, too, is the Rick Carlisle part. You brought up how well coached they are. And I don't know if you saw this was a while ago. I know last week we talked about Ben Simmons a lot because of the whole thing with, like, Pablo Torre and all the different feuds going on. But Simmons had a point.
Bill Simmons. You said Ben Simmons. I was like, wait.
Ben Simmons.
No, Bill Simmons.
Yes, yes, yes. He had a point about the Knicks when they fired Thibodeau, and he was saying how the Detroit Pistons took the same roster they had, and they fired Rick Carlisle, and they brought in Larry Brown, and Larry Brown won it. So it's almost like Rick Carlisle then they didn't think was going to be the guy to do it, and then it was. Like, and the new coach kind of vaulted him to the next thing. Indiana with Rick Carlisle now is great, and you wonder, like, I know this is sort of a tangent, but, like, would the Knicks take the same roster, bring in, like, Jay Wright, and think that was going to break them through? Or, like, is there more to it? But sometimes, like, that coach, as much as we kind of look at it and say, all right, it's the NBA, it's all about the players, I don't know, like, Phil Jackson took over two teams with basically the same roster and won it. Larry Brown did it.
I have zero problem with them firing Thibodeau. I don't think Thibodeau's that good.
Yeah.
Now, he outcoached Mazzulla
right,
in the series,
the thing,
which,
like,
makes it interesting here. But
if I
were a Knicks fan, I would have zero problem with Tibbs being out.
Yeah.
Bunch of people texting Robert Horry. That was Billy's on Friday. Halliburton's too good to be.
No, like, Halliburton's
Robert
all NBA.
Yeah.
No, Horry's sort of like.
Friend of the show, love the guy.
Love Horry. No, but that Horry, you think of, like, Steve Kerr, like James Jones.
Right.
Miami Heat, Ray Allen. Like, those guys are sort of like great shooters, and they're very clutch, but they're not. I expect you to have like 25 points, and you don't, but I'm still scared at the end of the game. Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Right. Meanwhile, you called Halliburton the NBA's Brad Marchand.
A little bit.
Big performance for him over the weekend. I didn't quite make it.
Marshy's having a nice go.
I didn't quite make it to double overtime on Friday night. I didn't quite make it, but I saw it. I caught up, ultimately. Yep. Marchand, 3 goals in the Stanley Cup final. You think it's a buying opportunity on Conn Smythe?
Conn Smythe plus 2,100.
Are you going to take any credit for driving him to these heights and being potentially a Conn Smythe winner, going to Florida and winning a cup?
It's part of the story. I think when you tell the story, when they have the 30 for 30 on Brad Marchand's 2025 season,
it's somewhere on the list.
Has to be in there. I mean, assuming it's like a 90 minute, if it's 90 minutes, I think I get in there.
He kind of, sort of, almost halfway apologized to you late last week, and so I think even he's acknowledging it on some
apology
level.
Not accepted.
Sam.
not gonna do that. But yeah, basically he took that kind of energy and he brought that to Florida, and now he's having a hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Panthers could win another cup.
I think Bruins fans are at the point. Maybe they were all along. Maybe we're just in a bubble over here, Keith, because of how rudely he treated you.
Yeah, he's kind of mean
just for having an accurate scoop.
Yeah, that's it.
But
maybe too accurate.
Maybe we were just blinded to it. But I think Bruins fans now are, it's not Brady or Bork or anything like that, but
no.
I think Bruins fans are now at the point where they're like, they're all in on Marchand, even though he's on the detestable
on
Panthers.
Florida.
Yeah, I think Bruins fans are now there. I think maybe they had it at
right,
arm's
so
length
if,
before
if,
he got there and because they didn't like Florida, but I think fans are now there.
So if Ray Bork was probably the example where 100% of the fan base wanted him to win.
Yeah.
Tom and Brady was probably
60-40.
No, it was probably higher.
Oh, you think it was even higher than
that? No, I think higher than 60 wanted him to win, but I think it was a little, like, odd. Then he also had Gronk, like, so that was, like, a whole thing.
But it was for sure more than half.
More than half.
Rooting for Brady, yeah.
Now, Ray Allen playing with the Miami Heat would have been 0%
wanted to win.
So I will admit that more people want Brad Marchand to win than they did Ray Allen, but I don't think it's close to Brady.
No, I don't either. I don't think it's Brady or Bork, but I think it's a majority of the fan base now, and I'm not sure.
What about Trent Frederick?
I'm not sure it was. Yeah, where do they come down on Trent Frederick? It's a great question.
I like Trent Frederick.
It's a great question.
He'd drop the gloves, punching the snout.
He would.
Yeah.
You might.
So anyway, game 3 is tonight. We'll have more on that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure, coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. I believe it's the full program. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They come your way at 2. We'll get you the clip du jour. I know many people already think they know what today's clip du jour is. You'll find out coming up at the end of the hour. Meanwhile, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.